Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm your host, Dr. J, representing Writers ER. For those tuning in for the first time, a hearty welcome, and for our returning PhD learners, it's great to have you back. So I have a confession to make. Back in my dissertation days, which feels like eons ago, I'd often find myself staring blankly at my screen, wondering how to tackle the mammoth task of meta-analyses. Picture me, hair all messy, surrounded by heaps of paper, nursing my fourth cup of coffee and thinking, is this ever going to make sense? I mean, navigating through countless studies, sifting through data, hoping it all magically comes together. It can feel like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle in a sandstorm, but here's the good news. Just like baking a cake, once you have the right ingredients and the perfect recipe, it's a piece of, well, cake. It's all about setting the right direction for your journey. And today, we're all about charting that course. Now, let me start by saying this. Meta-analyses can be daunting. Remember my journey through my dissertation? I was equally daunted. But as a wise man once remarked, direction, not intention, determines destination. Today, our direction is mastering the strategy behind successful meta-analyses. So, whether you're in the I've got this phase or the what on earth have I signed up for phase, I've got you covered. Let's roll up our sleeves, grab that coffee, or tea if you fancy, and dive into today's topic, shall we? All right, folks. Before we delve deep, let's ensure we're all on the same page, because understanding our tools is half the battle, right? So let's break this down. What exactly is a meta-analysis? At its core, a meta-analysis is a technique, and a statistical one at that. But wait, before you hit that snooze button thinking it's all about numbers and confusing charts, let me paint a clearer picture. Imagine you're at a potluck dinner. Everyone brings their own dish, each with its own flavor and specialty. Now, instead of trying each dish separately, what if you could combine the essence, the flavor, and the beauty of all those dishes into one mega dish? A dish that captures the collective essence of everything that was brought to the table? That's what a meta-analysis does. It takes the findings from multiple studies and merges them into a single, comprehensive, statistical analysis. In simpler terms, it's like harnessing the collective intelligence of research in your field. It's giving you the big picture by pooling together all the little pictures. So whenever you think of meta-analysis, remember that potluck dinner. And trust me, with the right approach, this dish can be both insightful and deliciously informative. Okay, let's pivot a bit. Imagine you're on a cross-country journey, and instead of just randomly wandering, you've got a map guiding you. This is the essence of beginning with the end in mind. It's about knowing why we are embarking on a particular path and what we hope to achieve. So let's ask the big question. Why should you, a diligent PhD student burning the midnight oil, even think about going down the meta-analysis route? Well, here are a few compelling reasons. First, comprehensive understanding. Through a meta-analysis, you're not just looking at a single study or two. You're gathering insights from various studies, and this provides you a panoramic, holistic view of your research topic. It's like having a full course meal instead of just an appetizer. Secondly, validity. Think about it. With more data and diverse studies combined, the conclusions you draw are on a firmer foundation. It's like having multiple witnesses confirm an event. The more you have, the more confident you can be in what happened. Then there's the aspect of gaps and opportunities. By collating data from various sources, you'll begin to see patterns, or even more crucially, you'll identify what hasn't been explored yet. This is your golden ticket, your chance to bring something new to the academic table. And last but not least, it's resource efficient. Instead of starting from ground zero, you're standing on the shoulders of giants, leveraging existing research. Why reinvent the wheel when you can build upon what's already there? It's smart, efficient, and let's face it, a huge time saver. So, whether you're just dipping your toes or diving headfirst into the realm of meta-analysis, remember these benefits. They'll guide your way and remind you of the treasure waiting at the end of this academic journey. All right, my enthusiastic researchers, we've explored the why, but a goal without a plan is just a wish, right? So let's get our hands dirty and delve into the practical, nitty-gritty, the how-to of executing a meta-analysis. Imagine this as our treasure map to that academic gold. A, define a clear research question. First and foremost, you've got to have a compass. And in research, that's your question. What do you seek? Define it, sharpen it, be clear, specific, and targeted. Remember, a vague question leads to vague results. So put on that thinking cap and carve out a question that's both meaningful and precise. B, conduct a thorough literature search next. It's detective time. Dive deep into databases like PubMed, Scopus, Google Scholar. Leave no stone unturned. And here's a little pro tip for you. Don't overlook unpublished studies. Often they're like hidden treasure chests, full of insights that haven't yet seen the light of day. Trust me, they're golden. C, set criteria for inclusion and exclusion. Now, not everything that glitters is gold, so be systematic. Decide what makes the cut and what doesn't. This is your gatekeeping stage. By having clear criteria for inclusion and exclusion, you ensure consistency and, importantly, reduce any biases. It's like sorting the wheat from the chaff. D, extract and code the data. All right, roll up those sleeves because here comes the labor-intensive part. Once you've got your studies, extract and code the data. Be as meticulous as a jeweler examining diamonds. And hey, there are software tools out there to help you. So use them. E, analyze and interpret results. Now, once you've gathered all this data, it's not about the numbers. It's about the story they tell. Stats aren't just cold, hard facts. They give us trends, patterns, narratives. Interpret the results, but always, always within the context of your question. F, report findings. Lastly, and perhaps most excitingly, share your discoveries with the world. Just unearth the gem, don't hide it. Your insights, your interpretations, your unique voice can reshape the contours of your field. And who knows, maybe inspire the next great researcher, like yourself. Let's pause for a moment and really delve into this notion of sharing our discoveries. You see, as researchers, we often think our primary role is to discover. And yes, that's a monumental part of our journey. But there's another aspect equally vital that we sometimes underestimate, sharing those discoveries. Imagine you've just found an artifact, something never before seen. It's groundbreaking. But if it's locked away in a vault, never to be seen by others, what's its true value? Knowledge in isolation remains dormant. It's when shared that it truly comes alive. When you share your findings, several magical things happen. First, you introduce new perspectives and knowledge to your peers and the world at large. Your discoveries could be the missing piece in someone else's research puzzle. Then, there's the element of feedback and collaboration. When you put your work out there, you open doors to potential collaboration, refinement, and even redirection. Engaging with other brilliant minds could elevate your work to heights you hadn't imagined. Thirdly, there's legacy. Every time you share, you're leaving an imprint, a marker of your intellectual journey. Today's researchers are often inspired by the works of yesteryears. Your work could be the beacon for future generations, guiding them, challenging them, and igniting their passion. And not to forget, sharing boosts our own morale and confidence. Each time you present your insights, your interpretations, your voice, you're not just contributing to academia, you're growing, evolving, and refining your craft. So, my fellow researchers, the next time you stumble upon a gem in your research, don't just jot it down in your notes. Shout it from the academic rooftops, present it in conferences, pen it in journals, discuss it in forums. Let your unique voice ripple through the vast ocean of knowledge. And who knows, you might just set off a wave of inspiration for others. Okay, my dear academic adventurers, I can sense some of you might be feeling a wee bit like a deer caught in the headlights. I get it. Meta-analysis, while incredibly valuable, can also be, well, intimidating. But fear not. I've got some strategies to simplify things and make the process not only manageable, but, dare I say, enjoyable. So here we go. One, teamwork. Remember the old saying, two heads are better than one? It's old because it's gold. Collaborate, discuss, debate. Surround yourself with peers or colleagues who share your enthusiasm and watch how ideas flow and challenges become more manageable. 2, use software. Look, we're in the 21st century and technology is our friend. Tools like RevMan or Stata can be absolute game changers. They streamline the process, making it more efficient and less prone to those pesky human errors. 3, stay organized. Organization is key. Whether you're a fan of good old spreadsheets or prefer a more sophisticated database system, having a clear, organized structure for your data is a lifesaver. Think of it as a well-organized kitchen where every ingredient has its place, makes cooking, or in our case, researching, a whole lot smoother. 4, seek mentorship. This one's close to my heart. Don't be an island. There are seasoned experts out there who've been where you are now. Connect with them, seek guidance, and tap into their wealth of experience. A mentor can provide perspective, insights, and sometimes just the right word of encouragement when you need it most. So when the going gets tough and the road seems winding, remember these strategies. They're your toolkit, your survival guide. But more than anything, remember you're not alone on this journey. We're all in it together, navigating the world of academia, one meta-analysis at a time. To all the hardworking PhD students out there, remember, every great journey begins with a single step. The landscape of meta-analysis might look challenging, even daunting at times, but in the face of adversity, recall John Maxwell's profound words. The pessimist complains about the wind, the optimist expects it to change, the leader adjusts the sails. So take the helm, adjust those sails, and steer your research ship towards uncharted waters of discovery. Start today, start small, but most importantly, start. Thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. If you're hungry for more guidance, tools, and resources to make your academic voyage smoother, head over to Writers ER, and here's a special treat. Dive into the playbook titled, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who astonishingly completed not one, but 2 dissertations in a mere 6 months. It's packed with invaluable insights and is just a click away. Download your copy at writersER.com/playbook. We're here for you. Every step, every challenge, every triumph. Until next time, stay curious and keep researching.